Oh, we're on. All right. We're back. It's not a new season, but I found, you know, now's the time to push these out, you know, with this whole quarantine thing, you know. I don't even really know how to start these anymore, but across to my left is Colin Burge.
Hey, how you doing? It's been a while. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been on leave, but I'm back and I'm ready to kick off this quarantine podcast.
Mm-hmm. And across and to the right, Eric Riley.
How's it going?
It's going well.
It's going well.
Eric,
it's going
that's well. Just Eric just did the thing I hate the most. It's like, oh, how's it going? Oh, it's going well.
Then just the return that's question. It. When you want to wear the answer, he gives it. You the fucking.
I
talk,
mean, I was
dude.
The one that came, I don't know, up with the, I came up with the idea to, you know, bring this together. Because when I was down here, what, a couple weekends ago,
something like that.
I was trying to get a haircut mm-hmm. from you, didn't get yeah. it. Yeah. I was trying to get a podcast out. Didn't get it. Yeah. I was 0 for 2 on the weekend.
Hey, well, it was 85 degrees, Eric, and we have a pool. I don't know what to tell you.
You can't stop a lot of content
cool,
making.
There was a lot of cool stuff going on that day, and none of it had to happen in front of a microphone. But that just reminds me, it's been like 2-3 months, probably closer to 3 months.
Your last one was with Neil, right?
I had one with Carson right after that. No. So a lot of stuff has happened after that. I don't even know how to start. I dropped my phone in the pool. And that was a whole ordeal. Needless to say,
the world shut down, dude.
It felt like it. Needless to
you
say,
and me have both lost our jobs.
That I think quarantine happened during the last one. Anyway, yes, we've been all furloughed at this podcast. This podcast furloughed me. That's why I haven't been here in a little while. But ooh. I'm glad to be back. You know, just collecting those unemployment checks. You know, got a little boring. So now I'm here. But yeah, this is the first podcast on my new phone because my old phone got dropped in the pool for like 2 milliseconds, but it ended up breaking down and Apple doesn't actually back up their claim that it is waterproof up or water resistant up to like 10 millimeters. It's like some meter thing. I'm not going to pretend to master
like
the metric system.
Or something.
It's something crazy. Definitely not what our pool is rated in the bag. It was like four feet. 4 feet. Didn't touch the bottom. I grabbed it, snagged it. So $99 later, I got a new phone.
You
like what can you see? They literally don't back it up. They don't claim that it's actually, it's just like a.
I know, but don't they market it as a.
Do you ever seen those?
But then
those
that's all
those
advertising. In the. This, no,
yeah,
you
have
you ever seen the fine print commercials, dude? Oh they oh,
that's
dude,
how they
you,
get you.
If you slow that shit down, you can pull it up on YouTube. They actually.
That's
like,
why they say resistant.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they say that under there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first print store I went to, I walked in to Albany, which I had to randomly find because I didn't have a phone or maps. So I just kind of had to just. Luckily, I found it pretty quickly. First exit I took in Albany, I walked in. They're like, "Well, we're not a repair store." And they said, all right, it's going to be $225. Call this number. It's like the insurance company that every phone company goes through, which is kind of weird in itself.
It's kind of fishy.
Yeah. Then I, but they're like they're not like a real Sprint store. They're just an authorized retailer.
Yep.
Went to a real one, $99, because I have Apple Care included with a new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But,
no insurance on it? Or did you have insurance?
Yeah, Apple Care is insurance. Oh, okay. Luckily, it's yeah.
I don't get insurance on my iPhone.
Cut that out, right?
Yeah, so you have no. Edit point.
I don't get insurance on my iPhones.
I'm sure you do.
You
what,
get the
what
base
carrier
like
do you
90
have?
Days. Everyone
well,
gets
yeah,
like the base
but like
90
when,
days.
When I
are you still on your family plan?
I think so.
My
there's
mom.
Like a $15 a month
yeah.
insurance thing. That's pretty easy to get.
Yeah, my family like you get family plans for Apple Care.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, this came with Apple Care. It's like a year of Apple Care.
Okay.
But anyway, that was like a 2 to 3 week ordeal to get everything figured out, ship everything, do all that. I'm glad that's over with. What else happened after that? So much has happened. Eric, what's been up with you during all this? You've been in quarantine just as well.
Well,
doing in your house for like 50 days or something?
I was in my house for like about like 53, 54 mm-hmm. days. So that was...
How was that?
That was awful. Because,
yeah.
You know, after like... At the start of it, you're like, okay, like, I think I can last. Like, this is fine. You go through some days, and you're like, all right, it is what it is. And then you get to the point where you just hit the wall, and everything just bothers you. I couldn't believe it. I got to the point where I was, like, fed up with seeing my family every day and mm-hmm. listening to my family every day. but yeah. And then having to take classes online and not being able to get out of the house or do anything, mm-hmm. then I finally broke and I came down here a couple weekends ago, and yeah. here I am again.
Yep. Verge, how was this for you?
Oh, man. There's a lot, because, like...
We don't have to tell them about the time you broke a glass and threatened Drew with it.
Oh, yeah, no.
We could hold that to the side.
Yeah, cut that part. But what's happened with me is the boys, we've all been pretty productive. I would say the first thing that really pissed me off is all the gyms closed, you know.
Oh, my God. Cause OSU, I did not hear the end of this.
OSU did not send out an email, and they just closed Dixon. Like, I went over there to work out, and apparently gyms are making a comeback this week. I mean, if I really have to get a Planet Fitness membership because they're the only one open, I'll do it. Like, as demoralizing as that is. But anyways, I digress. We've also...
Yeah, just trying to get me away from the Planet Fitness sponsorship.
Yeah, I kind of relate to Eric on the button heads with their family, because, like, the boys, like, and I, we all butted heads. It's mainly me against them. One
conflict.
Yeah, there was just, like, it was just the stupidest shit. Like, you didn't put your dishes away, or, like, stupid NFL quarterback arguments. Like,
That conversation, though, of the NFL quarterback is actually a valid conversation.
Oh, my God.
No. Dude. I mean, in the way that he is not a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a Hall of Famer, but we can leave that for another time. But
that was fun.
He's not a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, there's always got to be an argument out of the fire. Yeah, stuff like that. But
we had a couple fights, too.
Well, there's fights. Weekends ago where Sean was tinfoil on the head, man.
Well, what? That's just because there's always an argument at the fire. Oh, there's going to be a fire argument at every single one, whether how it goes. That's just kind of how all those are. One night, me and Nick and Drew were out there till 2 a.m., slowly freezing, but we were just arguing, so we stay out there. And I hate arguing, but it just happens out there. Something that has to do with the fire. We all become a little more primal.
I don't know. I think Nick starts a lot of it because he just some of his viewpoints are just the most conspiracy theory shit. Especially on coronavirus, we had a big argument about coronavirus with him, and I just could not understand how he thought a certain way.
Yeah, that's just how arguments go. So you move past him.
Yeah.
Yeah, quarantine's been pretty good for me.
What have you been up to?
Oh, my life's been amazing. let's detract the phone thing, and then after that, you know, just chilling at the house. You know,
both of you guys have brushed up on your golf game.
Yeah, I've been doing some more golfing. I didn't golf at all last year. Get to golf more.
I've always been a crack shot.
I think we should.
I don't know.
Today's golf game out of the hand.
Oh my!
Well, that wasn't good for any of us. Just
no, that was good for me.
I was the best of the worst. Yeah, I was the best of the worst.
Yeah,
I
was pretty close between you guys. Golf City.
Like what you should have, and it was like 28. Yep. We were in the 40s.
Well, that's par. 30,
yeah. Over,
you know. Yeah.
Drew hit 32 once.
Are you serious?
I was there.
Yeah, I hit.
Just me and Nick. I finished second.
I was 8 over once. I did 36.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
It takes practice at that place. I don't know. I forgot how to chip today. But, you know, that's enough about my golf game. I'm trying to remember how to podcast slowly. It's been so long.
Well, I mean, there's something, like, between all of us, we've gotten into the Madden franchise during quarantine.
Yeah, we have this stupid Madden franchise that just demoralizes me every time I lose.
Well, when there's no live sports going on in the world, mm-hmm. what are you supposed to do?
Hey, who's been most successful in that Madden franchise?
I don't want to talk about that.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know, honestly.
I have.
His name's a bum.
I mean, I was, like, most consistently first value owner, so...
No, I was at the end, dude, because I was winning rings, dog.
Yeah, but I don't know, just something that I was able to do. The Toronto Thunderbirds were able to put together.
Carl Gates.
Dude, it's a rough go sometimes.
Yeah, I won Super Bowl 55, though, against you-know-who.
I don't know.
You.
Oh, yeah.
I made at the 1 yard
that
line.
That game was a classic. Oh, my God. Dude. So I won my third and final Super Bowl against Chad. because we were playing at like Minnesota or something. It was Super Bowl 55 or 56. Just great game, like back and forth, big plays, like interceptions. And then we get to the end of the fourth quarter with like 1 minute, and I stop him in the red zone, and he kicks a field goal to go up six. And I have the ball with like 1:30 left, drive down the field with my new quarterback and just the best team, Mexico City Conquistadors. So drive down to the 1 yard line with like 7 seconds left, and I score on like four. It's 4th and goal with the 1. Classic game.
Yeah. I still don't know how you ran it. Didn't,
classic
game. Okay, didn't run first more. Of all, who knows if the run is guaranteed because I had a great D-line. Second of all, Eric, you weren't even in the Super Bowl, so you don't get to tell me.
No, but I won a Super Bowl in this franchise.
You played against a computer.
I beat you in the first Super Bowl.
You played,
No, I beat you in the first Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have been there. I didn't have a good team. Oh, when you're in a weak division with Drew Boyer, it's like either you just lose because you suck or you guarantee the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I went through some rough NFC championship games.
Yeah, all I'll say is if anybody wants to smoke, you know where to find me.
Oh, my God.
You know, 3-time champ is what it is.
Yeah, but if we played, like, any racing game, you know, that's then I'd win.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you,
they
I'm
don't
gonna
even
buy,
want to try.
I'm going to buy F1, so you might as well buy F1.
We'll see. You know, I'm trying to save my money here. They don't tax unemployment. I got to make sure I have enough at the end of the fiscal year. Come next April.
Well, we aren't saving money right now with all the shit we're doing outside. And
I guess we can talk about the bar. We built a bar. We, meaning me, Nick, Drew, Caden, a little bit of Andrew. Burge is pretty tall, so he helped hold like a piece of wood.
I was
once.
The owner of the idea. I came up
he,
with the idea.
He invented bars.
Yep.
He invented bars. He said we should make one. At the time, everyone was pretty drunk, so I was like, 60% chance this happens. We'll see if it actually does. It turned out working out pretty good, but it would have been so much easier with just construction basics like a level.
Yeah.
Like a good assortment of saws, a ladder that wasn't made for a pool.
Yeah, it was.
You
it was definitely Jimmy rigged.
Yep, that's what we used for.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, me and Nick are 5'8". You know, we need things to get us up there when we build it at 8 feet high.
I'm a 5'8" man as well, so.
You're not as tall. You're taller than me.
Yeah, you're taller than Chad.
I'm like 5'8", 5'9".
You're no
5'8".
All right, let's
like,
stand up. Okay, I'm
look,
five.
I'm
five
commentating
eight.
This. Yeah, it is.
What are you,
really
Eric?
Not
you're like
close.
You're like 5'10".
Eric's 5'10".
5'10".
Easily.
That's better.
I'm like 5'9".
He's head and shoulders above him.
I don't know. On a good day.
Oh my!
If I put some Romeos on, I'd probably be the same height as Eric.
2 inches.
Romeos do work.
Go grab Papa Flakes or sorry, Brett Favre.
I got my own.
Oh really?
Romeos. Yeah, they're in the back of my car. I don't need them for anything.
Yeah, if you don't have anything Carhartt, I mean, you're just a loser.
Mm-hmm. That's
well,
facts.
Damn, I'm a loser then.
Yeah, what's up,
dude? I don't own anything Carhartt.
I even got pants, man.
I just got some Carhartt pants in the mail. They're a little update on my life.
You got a pair of Carhartt pants well below retail value.
Oh yeah, Chaz must be doing so much. He hasn't recorded a podcast in 3 months. I got some pants the other day. they're Carhartt branded. You know, that's pretty nice. I just put them in the washer.
No, you have them on right now because you're ready to work, dude.
Oh, I'm always ready to do work.
Get your lunch pail.
You know, I'm not building anything for a while. That bar, like, longest 8 days of my life.
Well, when you're working,
but it was a good time.
Yeah, I'd say when you're working with somebody as frustrating as you were, you know, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You take a break from building.
Well, it's like you can only go to Home Depot so many days in a row without looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, in terms of me not really, you know, contributing, I would say that. Like, me and Drew talked about, like, what help would I provide out there? You know, I can do a lot of things, but I can't really do building construction because I never took it in high school. So
I didn't either.
Like, when it comes to me out there, like, I know how to, like, chop wood. I've drilled stuff in before, but not like these guys. Like, I haven't put in the hours they have.
You built houses in Canby, Chad.
You know,
yeah.
I was tall enough to hold stuff up, put up the roof.
I'll always have my stamp in Canby building, helping build that house. I wasn't one of those delinquents, like, construction penciling in Nazis or, like, swastikas on the framing.
Jesus, that was a thing?
I don't know. I heard that. Fucking some people did, I guess. I would never. I'm a good Christian boy. But to my recollection, some people did, so that's pretty unchill. What else has been going on? Wow, Eric, that's just gonna drop the sound quality. Thank you.
Birch. No, did you see, look at him?
What, dude?
You went and grabbed that.
That was you. No, you slid the mic off the table, bro.
No, that wasn't. That was you. You went and grabbed it by your hand.
Wow.
Unchill,
bunch of delinquents on the other side of the coffee table.
No, this is bullshit.
I actually had a train of thought going somewhere until you guys messed that up. Oh, God. So Anchor, you know, they sponsor the podcast. They're also what I record on. This isn't the ad yet. The ad's later. I didn't lose that ad. It's still here.
Still have it?
Well, yeah. And I follow them on Instagram because then I'll get to know about updates and stuff. They've been post, like, some people, like some podcasters will, like, tag them when they're promoting their podcast and show it off. Yeah, I didn't realize my podcast was doing so well until I saw some of these guys. They're all, like, parents or, like, you know, middle-aged people, and they're getting, like, 12 plays an episode, but they're getting shared by Anchor.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so close to our 100-play goal.
Dude, it's only out, what,
like, 1,000-plus?
I just passed 8,200 last week. I still kind of check in on it.
8,200?
1800.
Oh, I think you said 8. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
What do you do with these if you pull one of those?
No one has anything to do. Well, when people listen to them, they listen to 2 or 3, mostly, from what I've heard. I mean, I can only tell when, like, people, the analytics aren't good enough to be like, oh, this person, like, listened through all these, like, at one time. It'll never tell me who listened to them, but when people say it to me, like, oh, just went through all these, like.
Well, and you reference, like, old episodes, so people want to go back and hear it.
Oh, great episode. No, there haven't been any.
Well, you've had the good ones.
I've had some good ones. Obviously, the party recap
the party
ones.
The party recap ones.
People really like those.
Those were pretty good. Carson's. I always like podcasts with him. We kind of flow good together. Like, that party recap's, like, there's just no breaks in the action. Mm-hmm. There's also a good party, too, to top it off. You know what they say, you can always retake a class, but you can never relive a party, right, boys?
Yeah.
I guess.
What time is it? 11 in real life, 17 minutes into this one. Not quite time for an ad. I didn't come in with topics because I just feel like I've lived so much life. I guess we could talk about how nice the bar turned out. It turned out pretty good, better than I would have ever thought, to be honest, because there were times when we were just, like, we didn't really come in with, like, a professional blueprint of someone else making it. Kind of just free-handed it. The main idea of what the bar looks like now came from Drew. He did the framing. You came up with a bar with a roof.
Yeah, but I came up with this, like, style, dude. This is what I wanted. Me and Drew talked about it at the beginning, dude. I'm the visionary.
Okay, but I'm going to give it the credit to Drew because he designed how the framing would look.
Okay.
He told the guy at Home Depot, he said, Mr. Depot, please make the 2x4s cut like this, or the plywood. This guy got so frustrated with us, because we had this two huge sheets of plywood, and he's like, can you cut it like this, and then can you cut it like this, and then can you cut it, and then after that, can you cut it like that? He's like, just show me it all at once. Like, he was, like, laughing as he said it. He was getting pretty frustrated. Me and Drew just kind of looking at each other after he was done, just kind of laughing as we walked away, because it was such an awkward situation.
Yeah.
But old man working at Home Depot in the middle of a pandemic.
He wasn't even that. He had to be like 30 years old. But
and fed up with you delinquents.
Oh yeah, he was done. Well, we don't much look like we know what we're doing. We're not.
Especially you.
What do you mean? I was wearing my long sleeve Carhartt shirt.
Dude,
I was looking the most professional.
Boy.
Come on, yeah, dude. The blonde hair. And
yeah,
hair.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Surfer bro.
Yeah.
I was.
Hey, he's the.
I trust Winston NASCAR over fucking like Quicksilver over there.
Hey, Quicksilver is the heir to BBC Steel.
No, he's not, dude. It's Evan.
Drew's well, like I mean, Drew. No, Drew's the third. Gavin's before Drew in the chain of in the line of inheritance.
Poor Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beta sooner male.
Sooner than later.
I know he's not gonna listen to this.
Really?
I don't know. He's got a long car ride home.
I know. I think I brought up Nick once like that. Nick listened to it, but
he. Well, I know Drew like to help me out. Listens through to the ad. So I get that little extra money.
Yeah.
I've never cashed out on it. I passed like $20 though, so I've made $20 in pocket. I just let it build. What am I going to do?
You let that build.
Yeah. Then they take out 25 cents per deposit. So wouldn't it actually be $20?
No, it'd be like 1975.
Yep. Business majors.
Well, I think it's
stonks.
Stonks. The art of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of business majors, how's your classes going? I know with the whole Zoom thing, it's kind of fucky.
Oh, they're so easy. I just want to shout out Quizlet. They're a big thanks to Mike Ray's this term. Also Chegg.
No,
the crowd has chanted Chegg. And
Chegg's
ratting out people.
Yeah, are you saying you've been academically dishonest?
They've been helping me, I said.
Neither here nor there. I want to thank them
for their help. They've assisted me on problems that are very difficult because I'm a senior, taking the upper division classes. I need a little like invisible hand to kind of help me out, guide me a little bit. It's working. I'm passing all my classes, so what more can you ask for? About you, Eric?
It sucks. It sucks.
Shallow answer.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, yeah. Well, one of my classes, we have to do a presentation, and it has to be like 20 minutes. How are you supposed to do a 20-minute presentation over Zoom?
You talk for 20 minutes.
Yeah, but, like, it's bullshit.
What's your background on Zoom, Eric? Do you, like, use an anime background, or do you have, a place in your room set up?
Oh, I don't have a setup in my room to where I have, like, a green screen on it.
You don't need to have a green screen.
Well, you know what I meant. Or, like, a blank screen behind you.
It'd be pretty funny if you had, like, a ninja, like, just gamer room set up.
Kind of Tim just the Tatman or like something.
You got, like, three cameras, but, like, all in the one Zoom.
Three monitors or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, something like
that. Well, there is a girl in my marketing class yesterday. She was during the presentation, she had a animated beach background, and my professor's like, "Oh, that's so cute! You're on the beach." She's like, "That looks so pretty." The girl's from England.
Whoa.
She's not on the beach. She's like, "Yeah."
They got beaches there.
Yeah, but
in Cardiff
right now, everybody's home.
Yeah, everyone is home right. Everybody's well, I don't. Home. I don't know what the is she in England.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what their beach situation is. Probably worse than ours. Everything's back open now. Pretty much. I mean,
Clackamas County opens
tomorrow. No, not a whole lot's back open yet.
Around here now.
Around down here,
Applebee's ain't open.
Oh no,
Buffalo ain't open. The gyms aren't open. Open. The school isn't open. Yeah, but you can't go in.
Yeah, no, you can. No. Me and Chad drove by it today.
You can't sit in there.
It says dine in.
The Applebee's doesn't do that though.
Oh, yeah. Who goes to Applebee's?
They're doing it.
They're opening back up.
Well. Applebee's has $1 alcohol drinks. And if you you make a pretty good run because you start there and you get the half priced apps and dollar drinks and then you go see a movie at the movie theater right next to it. Well, I didn't invent this. This is probably before and where I've been along. Obviously, I'm not getting
down here.
It's right by the movie. It's in the same
AMC.
Yeah. So it goes AMC, Wilco, to the right of it, and then Wilco, Applebee's, Safeway, where old Kmart used to be, but now it's just empty, and now the McGrath's Fish House, which is also empty. It's a bit of a cursed parking lot area, and somewhere by that Kmart is where we parked when we saw Avengers.
We walked like
four and we had to walk, months. And we ran all the way over
because we were late.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great night though. I don't know how we got those seats because those were good seats in there.
Especially to get five in a row.
Let Joe lead the charge, man.
Joe can see all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. All 6-7 of Joe Boone.
I bet Joe's listening to this.
Probably. I bet Riley's listening to this.
Yeah.
Maybe Joe's also in the
car. Big shout outs right now.
Oh, yeah. Man. Shout out to them.
Hey, Joe got me in on a gym session yesterday. So.
Went to JB Gym.
I went to JB Gyms.
We should take his weights and bring him down here. I need to bench press more than they do. I feel like my I feel like my body's withering away without a bench press.
Yours is withering away and mine's, I don't know, constructing? Constructing? I don't
know. I've gained like 8 pounds during all this.
Really?
Yeah, just working out.
I've lost like 10.
I've lost like 8. Yeah, but I'm cutting though. I'm not.
You're cutting.
I'm not losing gains. You know, I'm cutting. I'm running every day.
Man, you're cutting a lot.
Oh, I'm wearing an extra large tall t-shirt and it's a little like
Tommy.
You know, yeah, it's a little baggy. I'll admit.
You do need the gyms to come back. Jesus.
Yeah, I used to be able to. Cut into this big t-shirt. You know, when I was bulking.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I miss the sauna too. The sauna's really good for you.
Yeah, we should have built. Like we should have built a sauna,
dude. They're so healthy for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Them and
open up the pores.
Steam rooms too. Yeah.
And they also like reduce like cancer or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, saunas like they reduce some sort of like.
There's something that's.
There's really good health effects about them. I watched it on Joe Rogan.
Oh, see.
I've never heard of it. Is that like a late night talk show?
Thing? Oh my God! Are you talking about Joe Rogan cult following?
I'm uneducated.
Me and Nick are. We watch like pretty much all the podcasts. Joe Rogan. Anyways, what do you, dude? You got to get a deal like he did on Spotify. Isn't that pretty crazy? Like
exclusive.
Like I kind of want to go into this. Sorry, I'm gonna cut you off. But like all these like gaming streamers are getting exclusive deals from these companies, and then Facebook's got in, Mixer's got in. Now Spotify is buying up people.
Well, like, Spotify has been like
I know
like 2 years ago is when they really started this, and when they as soon as they changed their name to Spotify Music and Podcasts on the App Store, and at the time, like because then they could track streaming numbers for themselves, and Anchor is owned by Spotify.
Yeah, but like I'm talking like big deals.
No, like, I know. Like this isn't the Joe Rogan's is like in a line of many previously. They got like that murder one that was huge, like some murder serial thing, and they got the Joe Budden podcast, which does like.
Okay, I know him.
Which does like 30 mil.
Yeah.
Like an episode.
But
like they're just as, and that's like just as big as Joe Rogan, and now they get Joe Rogan, and now it's like. When it all goes exclusive and it pulls away from Apple, that is a huge thing.
Yeah.
But this used to happen in the music industry too, but because there was a pre-music industry, unlike podcasts, all the like streaming services are all their stock is bought up by the big major recording labels. So then they didn't do that. Chance the Rapper and then like all these other people, you could still kind of be an independent artist back then because I'll put this album exclusively on this streaming service and just for you. So then you get more money and then I can get what I would have gotten on the other one plus extra.
Yeah.
Then that all got recalled. But with podcasting, there isn't like. It's so weird because there's like definitely ones that could consider themselves as going platinum in a week.
Yeah.
Like how in a music sense, but they aren't part. It's like a whole separate thing, but it exists on the same app and it plays through the same speakers as music. It's a really weird thing.
I don't know. I guess like it's just like I didn't really hear about it in the news back in the day, but it just seems like it's getting more and more like I don't know, like prevalent almost.
Got in on the ground floor. Now, like so many people have podcasts by the time. I was lucky enough to be the first person anyone kind of knew about, like in on a local sense of having a podcast.
You got it before Taven, right?
Yeah, like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know Taven when he started his. So.
Yeah, because nobody else has anything.
And then, I don't know. Some people have their own things, though. I mean, I knew people with YouTubes, and I was like, well, I can't really get into that, because, like, that's already, like, done, so I gotta get into something else, and, like, so I chose podcasting, and now I'm here after a neglectful 3 months of not doing anything. I'm finally back.
Damn, 3 months?
It's been something like that. I don't even know how to tell time anymore with all this.
Every day just leads into it. Every day feels like a Friday. I don't know. Honestly,
when you get up at noon, I mean, every day feels like just they're all just
when you
jumbled together.
When you fall asleep in the AM and wake up in the AM every single day, it's just you don't even know.
Yeah, I saw that Snapchat in the group chat this morning, and you're like, dude, I just woke up, I looked at my phone, and it was like 11.
Which is funny, because I had just woken up, because I was like, oh, what's going on in Madden? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, Tanner's on the East Coast now,
it's three hours ahead of us. It's like dinner time when we played.
Yeah. Yeah, because I got down here around, like, what, 2?
Yeah.
So what, it was like around five
right there. Yeah.
Jeez. I can't believe that man moved all the way to Florida.
Yeah, I murdered him, though. He's not with us anymore.
In a Madden sense.
Yeah.
Him and Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Terrible. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think we're at a good point for an ad read. I think. Let me check the time. It's an ad read no matter what. Yeah, 30 minutes. Quick message from our friends Anchor. I know that's what we've missed all about any of this is ad revenue. So we will be right back. And we're back. Now, one of the bigger events that I neglected to mention during that, which happened during all this, is one Colin Burge's 21st birthday.
Oh, damn! That's
it. Does it seems long, so? Huh? It seems so long ago.
It's like it was.
It's April.
April 3rd. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a very eventful day that day.
Oh, dude. So, just a little backstory. So the boys and I. Me, Nick, and Chad iced Drew for his birthday, which it was pretty rough for Drew.
It was in January.
Yeah, so it was in January, and we iced him pretty hard.
He couldn't even go to class.
And he couldn't even go to class, and he like took a nap at like 10:30 or something or 11. Okay, so he was like waiting to do this because my birthday was next in April, and they put 6 ices around the house, and I ended up finding 5. And then I found the last one, the next morning. And I was so hungover, and I saw it. And it was in my box of gummy bears.
His box of gummy bears. And I hear him, like, because it's, like, there's a specific crinkle and, like, move of a box of gummy bears.
It was, like, 11
a.m. me and Drew are in here, and I'm just kind of laughing because I'm like, oh, he fucking found it. And I'm like, hey, Burge only walks out with the gummy bears. I'm like, Burge,
And then, yeah, I was pretty much like, they were like, yo, did you find anything? I'm like, nope. Just, like, so hungover, like, hood up, just eating gummy bears. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, we know you found it. And I'm like, I'm not drinking it. And I just...
And he never did.
I never drank it. Nope, I gave it to somebody else. But, I mean, I think I deserved that, okay? So, first of all, I had 4 in the morning, which was pretty nuts. Like, I had 2, then breakfast, then 2 more. And then we decided to go... golfing in Lebanon. My friend Connor drags us out to
the shittiest course west of the Mississippi.
I remember you telling me about how bad.
Oh my god, I still got mud in those shoes.
Cow pasture.
Yeah, but like, I had to wash all my shoes and stuff. But anyways,
and then he started icing you at the.
Yeah, I was pretty shit faced already.
And then when we were starting, like, we had passed, like, the 4th hole, I think, and we were going past the clubhouse again, and Drew and Connor both got beers. And, like, Drew's like, it'd be so funny if I gave him, like, a platinum. And then he's like, well, I'm not going to do it. So then I go over to Connor, who also got platinum, so I'm like, you should throw one of those to Burge. And he's like, yeah, I should. Throws it to him, Burge pounds it like an ice.
Yeah, so I catch it. It was pretty cool. Like, I catch it on the fucking tip. Like, he just hucks it to me, and I just, yeah, great grab. And I'm pretty shit-faced at this point. It's like 4 ices in the morning, and then golfing. And then Connor iced me 4 times in 4 holes, so I had 8 ices up to this point. And then I actually was not playing terrible either.
Yeah, like, but after that platinum, he hits it in this tall grass, and he just looks like a lost kid. Like, he's just like kind of like, hacking the tall grass with his club, like just looking.
So
for
this
it.
Was like hole 7 or 6. This it was one of the last ones, but I was playing pretty good up to this point. I was pretty impressed with myself, and they gave me that platinum, and I just didn't even like feel just the taste of the beer, and I just downed it immediately, and then I like kind of yell like. Drew's name, and then they all turn around just like shaking the bottle like it's done, and I think I just like throw it into the grass or something. Like, I was just so gone.
I didn't even get
so
that
we get so we get through that hole and then I go to tee off, and this tall grass is like 30 yards away, and I just fucking just dirt my driver and just in the grass, and I'm looking for like 5 minutes and I can't find it.
Yeah. Well, what's funny about that hole is, like, two holes later, because that was, like, the fifth hole. Like, we get to the seventh, and we're like, damn, this course fucking sucks. We're all just kind of bummed out and want to leave, and then I'm just, like, hitting it, because it's, like, these are the longest holes, too, so it's just even more annoying that we're getting so muddy. And then after that, we get him a nice birthday meal at the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I still don't understand how, like, I was able to be good. I didn't even fall asleep during the car ride. I could feel, like, my head was spinning. So, I sat in the front. Because if I sat in the back, I was going to get car sick. So, it was, like, at the very start of the quarantine, too. People were still figuring stuff out. Just hit up the KFC.
Yeah, we were able to walk in.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they let us walk in with no seating. So, we were all, like, eating. I bought some stupid shit. Like, I should have bought some way more food.
You got, like, a famous bowl or something, probably. Yeah,
really small, but we're all just eating chicken in the parking lot. I'm just spinning, just trying to get
out. Oh, yeah, I could, like, Burge was there, but he was just kind of bummed out on the drive home. He was like, dude, this sucks now.
And, like, just miserable.
So, well, yeah, because I was fucking tired as shit, because we walked, like, 4 miles, and I'm just drunk as fuck, dude. And just so discouraged, like... We all got home and we like kind of took like an hour power nap, but during the nap I rallied. I went through some shit and I was just feeling so bad, and then like somehow I just got like 20 minutes of just knocked out, and I get up like I'm good.
Well, and then that's the issue, because by his own choosing, he chose to have like a half Zoom, half here beer pong tournament.
Yeah. I was about to lead into that, so we're
leading up to there, and unbeknownst to Burge, when me and Drew went to go get those ices at the West, oh no, we got the ices at Safeway, but we went to the Western Market before we went golfing, and we got them a Four Loko Gold.
No, this was before.
What I'm saying before me, oh. What me and Drew did. So we went and got a Four Loko Gold for you, and we just hid it in Drew's cabinet so you couldn't see it or know it was coming. But then, so we're leading up to the Zoom beer pong tournament, like. Few people show up, but it's pretty much just us here as the teams.
Me and Joe still got
wrong. Yeah.
Nick and Drew lost first round. Emma and Willie, and it was really
weren't
funny.
They in the finals?
No, semifinals. I beat them.
Spoiler.
No, well, I...
Yeah, you're really ruining the momentum of this.
Whatever. I got robbed in the first round, me and Joe. That was bullshit.
Eric and Joe don't understand that as far as it's played in Corvallis and beer pong, you only have to hit redemption on one cup if you hit the last... If their team hit the last one and there were a few... And then I don't even remember who hit it, but someone hit redemption.
It was me. I hit redemption. So what happened?
Me and Joe won twice.
My partner was kind of a liability the whole tournament. Okay.
You guys were pretty equal.
So no, I was no.
Connor was just playing catch up.
He even admits I was way better than him at that tournament. So we were getting to the final cups. Eric and Joe were the Zoom team, and they had their last cup on us, and they hit it. And we have like four left at this point, and I hit redemption. So they were saying we have to hit all four of the cups to keep playing, but no, nobody plays like that, okay? We're not going there.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay? So then we keep playing, and so we eventually get down to one-on-one, and then Joe hits it again, but then last shot, after my partner misses, sink it for the double redemption, and they're so mad at this point. And then a couple turns go by, and then I hit the final cup, and then they both missed, and we moved on. And this was the first round. Second game.
That was, What was the first game?
No, it was the first
one. Nick, it was the first one. Oh, we were the first game.
Let's keep it chronologically. Then next round comes up, Nick and Drew, because I didn't want to be on a team with Nick. So we did a team swap where it went Nick and Drew over there. And they played our friends Emma and Lily. And I wasn't even watching closely.
Me neither.
And somehow... Oh, no, they didn't play them. They played Dakota and Cheney.
Oh, yeah. And they just played Dakota and Cheney. Yes.
And I don't know what happened. But
like, yeah, they just come inside and they're just like, we lost. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. I wasn't even...
they said it wasn't even close.
Might have been out in the garage. And then there was another bracket matchup. But I don't even know who it would be. You got to buy... No, you didn't end up getting by because we read. Who'd I play? I was on a team by myself because Neil didn't show up.
Taven and Cindy.
No, Carson Taven and Cindy played Emma and Lily.
Carson and Rachel.
And then I played Carson and Rachel. And Carson doesn't even remember that night. He doesn't even know Rachel was there.
Oh, my God. Because, don't give me that. Carson had, like, two beers.
Whatever. I took him out first round. He was there at the time. I'm saying what happened later caused him to forget. Whatever, but anyway, so yeah, I'm on a team. I'm on a team by myself, and I advance. So then it's Burge and Connor
against Cheney and Dakota.
And
we beat them.
And then they beat
them. Was just Connor did better that game than the first one, but it was a good game.
And then other side of the bracket, here I am going up against Emma and Lily, and I'm gonna be honest, I was having a terrible time. I had drunk Connor and drunk Carson just kind of yelling ambiently in the garage, and I had to kind of deal with them. And we're on a Zoom call where the iPad's on the other side facing the cup, so they know which ones I hit. So I have to run over every time and yell at the top of my lungs because the garage is so loud that it's their turn. And I don't even know what's going on. At a few points, I thought I lost. I hit Redemption once in that game,
and I had to
come back and win, but. You know, I was kind of at that thing that I was really setting in is, wow, some of the people here are getting really drunk. So if I lose, I'm never going to hear the end of it because people in their worst state were able to beat me. So that's kind of what fueled me on. That's the Jordan chip on the shoulder moment.
In the middle of the second round, I find the Four Loko and I start drinking.
I guess Drew just gives him the Four Loko, slips in.
I found it in the fridge. So I asked, like, whose is this? And Drew said it was mine.
Yeah.
So I just opened it, and I drank about, like, 3/4 of it the whole night. But, so, yeah, second round, I'm starting to drink, and I'm starting to, you know, I'm getting to the danger zone. And we get to the finals. It's me and Connor against Chad. And it started out pretty good. We were trading cups. Connor was just elbows the whole time. Like, just, he was gone. Like, we kept calling elbows on him, and it was bad. So it was pretty much just me against Chad.
Yeah.
And it got down to, like, 2 cups for us and 1 cup for him, and he just ended up sinking on us. And at this point,
it took a while.
Yeah, though. That game took so long. And at this point, like, when we got halfway through the game, I just could not even, like, feel my arms, like, shooting. Like, I was just so numb. And then I was terrible at the end because it took so long, dude. And, oh, man, I was so mad, like, we didn't win that tournament.
Yeah, nothing felt better than beating Burge on his birthday at a tournament
he came up with.
That he's the namesake.
Hey, but all I'm going to say is, you know, it was a lot of pressure to produce, man. I was the favorite coming in. I almost delivered.
The Colin Gerald Burge Invitational sponsored by Zoom.
But, you know, unfortunately, my mental state was just not in competitive shape to be able to win a tournament like that.
Well, then talking about, like, competitive, and then, like, Chad, like, touched on it just briefly. Like, now that The Last Dance is all done, all the 10 parts are done.
Well, before we get into that, we got to talk about how Joe got so mad. He challenges Burge to a rematch where I become Burge's partner and Riley becomes
the two finalists team up. So he gets
pretty angry. So, like, a day or two later, we're back out there, Zoom set up, and I did not want to play this game. I was like, dude, like, there's no way you win this. Like, and even if you do, I don't care. What is it? Like, this doesn't mean anything
like
to me.
The two games are kind of just, like, me and Chad are, like, the old farmer, like, bring the dog out back because he has a limp leg or something. Oh, my God. Like,
well, what, no, just, the first game.
Out back and put a shotgun to its head.
Okay, so the first game, Joe was shooting the lights out. But I think Riley also trolled the first game. So she became the second person on the troll board to Dakota Bryant.
And Joe was vividly, like, annoyed at it. It was so funny to
watch. Dude, Joe was getting, like, a little too pissed. Yeah, I was like, Joe, so, like, come on, it's just a game. And I know he's probably listening, so I'm going to say this the nicest way, but I was like, Joe, like, come on, it's beer pong, you know?
He was a full margarita bottle.
Yeah, he was chugging margarita, too, so he was a little intoxicated, and he let his emotions get the best
and
of
then
him
like the
night.
The last game he just was playing terrible because we ended up playing like
we played two games and we murdered them the second game.
I could hit everything, it felt like.
Oh yeah, I kind of was the supportive role that game. I hit, like, you know, like three four cups when you need me.
I hit about everything but the lottery that night, to be honest with you. Because it's like, I was like, man, I just can't wait to just go back to the living room and watch something. Because it's like, man, Why? What are we doing here? Joe did this. And he was, like, putting stuff on his story about official beer pong rules and stuff like that. I'm like, Joe, it's not that deep, okay? Yeah. It's a Zoom beer pong tournament, you know? Like, obviously, I have that banner hanging in my rafters, and he doesn't. But, you know, it's nothing to, like, hang your head down on, you know?
You'll get him next time.
Mm-hmm. But he was playing off the Molalla rules, where they also put beer in the cups, like, we were the first place that ever showed him with water in the cups. Like, he thought that was weird. So I guess we just didn't, you know, if we ever do it again, we'll just have like a Word doc with the official rules we're playing by. Joe can prepare for it that way.
I think I can get more into this. You know, I'm kind of a beer pong historian. I've been studying on it.
We watched Road Trip since Beer Pong.
I was like 16, 17. But anyways, yeah, I've played quite a bit of places, you know. I've never played an area where you gotta hit every single cup if someone hits your final cup, which is non-existent. That's like a death sentence, getting two onside kicks in a row. Like, just not gonna happen. And filling the beer in the cups is cool when you have new cups, but typically people just keep reusing cups, you know. So then you start to get
these ones that were at Carson's house. Green
stuff on them.
Remember the smell of how bad Carson's were?
Slimy.
Oh, dude, yeah. that was a bad era. But yeah. I mean, I still miss going to the parties there every week. But you know, there's just some things where it's like, man, you know what? Coronavirus is gonna help us in some ways, because that place is gonna.
Yeah,
places like that are gonna get cleaner. Not that they have a dirty house. They routinely had a clean house. Just those fucking cups.
Yeah, it was
so, those cups were so bad, man.
Yeah, I don't like putting beer and stuff like that, because even before the coronavirus, I wasn't big on really sharing drinks unless, like, you know, a cute girl wants to come up and take a sip. I'll allow that, but I don't, you know. Oh, I had to slide that one in there.
And, you know, I never saw someone sharing drinks with Burge.
Oh. Because I never asked, dude. All right. But anyways, I mean, I feel like I'm the same before the coronavirus, except maybe I'll use hand sanitizer a little more. Like, I have some in my car now, for like, after I go shopping or something. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I always, like, some people don't wash their hands when they take a shit. Like, somebody in our house doesn't do that. I don't want to name names, but there's two people that are here, and one of them does it, and he doesn't have blonde hair. Oh, I'm so
the world the made it. Well, I guess now they know.
No, wait, yo, we can cut that, right?
I wish I could, but
shit.
The two times I've actually gone in and edited, I edited the first one and it turned out all right. The last two times, it corrupted audio.
Oh, you told me that.
So
yeah.
So it's like, it's not even worth it. I'd just rather, you know, Nick get put on blast rather than, you know, me lose an episode that I spent an hour recording.
Hey, but to his credit, Nick, we've all, you know, done our part to keep this house clean and keep ourselves clean.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hope you'd be keeping yourselves clean.
Look, you know, I probably have the strongest immune system in the household, I'd say. You got pretty sick January.
Me?
And I got through that.
Are you sick, dude? Oh, my God.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you got sick in January, and Drew got that.
Strongest immune system.
Well, I remember
right
when
here,
this
man.
First thing broke out, like, we were all in an Xbox party, and, like, Burge was coughing, and it didn't feel good. I'm like,
oh yeah,
fuck.
Burge had this, like, huge cough, like, at the start of all this.
You know, patient zero in Benton County, dude.
I just thought it was hilarious, because even if he did have it, it's like, what can I do? But it's like, he just had this cough for, like, the first, like, 4 weeks of coronavirus. It was just the funniest thing.
You see, I always get one cough every year, though, because I don't know how I get that. Like, you know, I take multivitamins every day. Like, all this, like, I have a smoothie every day.
Eric told me that I'm
healthy. Like, I don't understand how I'm sick all the time.
Eric looked at me so weird when I told him I was taking vitamins.
I don't take vitamins.
Why wouldn't you?
You're missing out, dog. You know how good vitamins are? Vitamins? It sent, like, vitamin A's, vitamin C's,
vitamin E.
You know, you
I eat fruit.
Yeah, but you get that boost in the morning is so good. They look like.
Dude, I always take it right as I wake up.
I rarely get sick.
No, I'm not saying that, you know, you're not here, Eric. I'm just saying, you know, it's like a bonus. You know, everything you are on top of all the other vitamins you're going to get.
Yeah, yep. It's not. You don't want to use it as a supplement. You want to use it as an additive.
Yeah. I take them every day
with
my allergy medicine.
I've never taken a vitamin.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, you never even had the chalky Flintstone vitamins as a kid.
Oh, I remember those. Oh my
God. I kind of liked them. But they're sour, almost, too. Yeah, and then there were sour ones. I still have like a gummy vitamin. It's just like generic Walmart, but it's like, it works.
Yeah, I've taken those, and you can also take like brain power pills and stuff that like keeps you sharp. Like, apparently it works. Like, I've heard it on other podcasts. Like,
my dad takes this like vitamin C, but it's kind of like you remember like in science when you get the iodine and you like like one of those droppers, like they make that like filled with vitamin C, and he can just kind of like squirt that in. Yeah, and that's like
pretty cool.
That's like just like another way vitamins.
Yeah,
like kind of like a shot almost, but. Damn.
I feel kind of alone now that I don't take vitamins.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought it was so weird how you reacted to me like that one day. Because I'm like, vitamins are so good.
The main reason why a lot of people take them is because, you know, unless you're eating stuff, the same stuff every day, you could be missing out on some stuff. Like, some days you don't eat a lot of vegetables.
Well, especially when you're taking, like, supplements, like, of any kind, protein powders, like, vitamins are, like, near essential.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had to have the like need or want to take vitamins. Like, they've never been in my house.
Well, you know, Hulk Hogan told me to drink my milk and eat my vitamins and say my prayers.
Yeah.
So that's why I started. But, you know, maybe you didn't have a Hulk Hogan in your life to lead you down that path. But I could be your Hulk Hogan, and, you know, you should get on the vitamin wave.
Is this trying to be a father to son moment here? Are you trying to old man?
No, this is a Hulk Hogan to a Hulkamaniac moment. And you should get I can't believe I have to sell vitamins. There's no negative to vitamins unless you're like just like one out of a billion person who's like allergic to one of the vitamins in it. But I don't even think that's possible.
The thing is like already I'm already a healthy person. Like, I rarely get sick in the first place.
Healthier. You could be healthier.
Dude, like, I don't know. It helps me feel better in the morning. Like, I take them right as I wake up. I drink water and I chew them down.
They give you more energy, like, because there's no guarantee you get the correct amount of vitamins.
But everybody's different.
Everyone's different for sure. And I mean, if you could probably plan a diet out where you get all your essential vitamins, but it's just two gummies. It's so easy.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, it's amazing, man, and it's not even relatively expensive.
You looked at me like I had like five heads when I told you that.
Yeah, well, I was low-key mad because I was like, coronavirus going on, like all this, like a vitamin boost. Like, you ever get a vitamin boost at Jamba? You ever get one of those?
Always, like once.
I get one all the time.
I always add one. One time I got whey protein mixed in.
Bad.
That was weird.
Yeah, soy.
I don't even know why I picked whey. They're just like, they were just like, you get a free supplement today. Yeah. No, I was like, what are my options?
I just get the vitamin boost or the soy protein, because the whey like makes it all creamy and thick, and then soy doesn't change the flavor.
But. Yeah, back when I used to get sick a very long time ago, I'd go to Jamba, get like vitamin C boost.
I always like to go there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to forget we have one down here too. Like, I just went the last week after I was massively hungover.
Yeah, well, so back
really, you said you got a Jamba and a Subway.
It was like a $12 lunch.
Yeah, back when I was classified as essential, I'd go there before work sometimes.
Yeah,
and that was a pretty nice boost because I could always walk over to the corner, get some of that, and keep going. Yeah. CJ McCollum had this. I like CJ McCollum's signature Jamba Juice drink.
There's soy in it, right?
There's like soy milk.
It's the world,
and it had raspberry. I don't even remember what it had, but it was pretty good.
It's good.
It had some good stuff in it. It tastes a little funky.
Maybe a little coconut. Coconut's kind of weird. It can enhance or it can like just be the only thing you taste.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge coconut guy, but I mean, I can tolerate it.
Same as mangoes.
Mangoes.
Maybe a kiwi. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, all that stuff's so good. I've had a coconut out of like a coconut you just pick off the tree before, dude. Oh, man.
I'm a big cranberry guy. I got my cranberry juice in my fridge. I went with cran pineapple this time. Ooh. That's pretty good. It's pretty tropical.
You can't go wrong with pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Pendleton guy.
Yeah. Canadian whiskey.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
North of the border, the great.
My dad's a big Pendleton guy.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
all he drinks.
Yeah. Like, well, not. I mean, well, that's. I mean, no. He mixes like, some milk it, in there. From time to time. But no, he.
Well, like speaking of like
that, beer, and he liked this beer. It's called like Blue. But it was like Labatt. Like it's this Canadian. Like he's like
Molson.
I don't know.
Is he a Molson man?
No. And then he like, oh. And then like when I was a kid, he drank Miller Lights.
Oh, that was like, what about Milwaukee's like, Best?
No, I don't think he ever drank. I mean, I don't know if he was at a place where that's all they served. He probably would have got it depending on the
time.
Yeah, but if he was like golfing or like something like that, he'd drink Miller Lite. I mean, I'm kind of obsessed with like branding of alcohol in like a really weird way. And like nice. In the ways of theories of like how I can try and like make sense of it, I was like, well, you know, there's these cases like this is a completely separate situation, but it's kind of what I think of. It's like if like a father runs out on his or daughter, like something happens like that, and they like start like being attracted to like older guys. It's like, oh, alcohol, like I never got the chance to have alcohol and that's like gone. I'll never have that, but I'll still kind of be obsessed with it. So like I'll wear all these like shirts and I'll be really into the branding of like alcohol and liquor and stuff and like cigarettes and stuff like that. That's just one of my theories I've had time to come up with during all this free time. So it's still kind of half baked, but it's just kind of funny to think about for me personally.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Like,
yeah,
I'm probably more interested in what these guys are drinking than what they are. I just love that there's so many options in beer and how well-branded it has to be and all their vintage shirts had to be because it's all about advertising because there's so much, like, in the market of it. They have to be competitive when you sit in front of that and you have so many options. It's literally like a candy store.
Yeah, and even the commercials now, too, they've kind of evolved. Like, you got Keith Stone and then you got, like, guy outside, the lumberjack, who's just, like, the coolest guy.
Mm-hmm. You just got the Bush guy and... You look back and there were the Budweiser, like, frogs.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then, I mean, it's different, but, like, every
most Super Bowl you... Most man in the world, too.
Dos Equis.
Yeah.
Well, the Clydesdales, you always...
Of course, the Budweiser Clydesdales. The Dalmatians, those are classic. Too. They got you know, it's crazy what they have to have to push, you know, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you gotta be cheap, too.
Yeah, it sometimes it doesn't even take a lot, you know? It's like...
Yeah, like, whenever you ever seen a Rolling Rock commercial?
I've never, but like, it's just the cheapest. Which is just funny that someone can carve themselves out to be the cheapest beer.
Yeah.
But commercially sell everywhere.
Could you say the same thing about, like, PBR?
PBR is not, like, it's more expensive. That's what Drew gets when he wants to treat himself, is a nice PBR.
PBR is not bad, actually.
Keystone's the line, and then you'll go up a little bit to the PBR, and that's, like, what he'll say is his favorite beer.
What are you taking after? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's never bought a rack of Rolling Rock. Like, we kind of, like, just... We banned that from my house.
I remember when like they were out of 30s of Keystone one night and Cheney brought over this Rolling Rock and everyone was just kind of bummed out.
Yeah, nobody wanted it. Everyone's just like, oh, you bought this? Like, nobody drank.
No one was drinking that quickly. Like, they just weren't going away at all. And I just saw people just kind of staring at it before they drank it. Like, oh, this is really what I have to do tonight.
I'm stupid this low.
This kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Mm-hmm. But Bird is more of a seltzer guy anyway, so he could be the expert on that kind of stuff.
See, like, we were talking about this when we were golfing. Like, I just don't understand why there's such a negative stigma around. Like, why can't a guy drink something other than just fucking shit sugary beer, dude? Like, okay, hard alcohol, that's cool, but not a lot of college kids are, you know, have enough money to afford it, unless you're high roller, like... Mm-hmm. The guy I'm looking at over here. But anyways, like, seltzers have higher percentage alcohol. They taste... Like, you can't tell me that you can, with a straight face, say beer tastes better than watermelon kiwi. Like, dude. As, like, homosexual as that sounds, like, there's no way you can genuinely tell me, like, you enjoy the taste of bread. Of just watered-down bread. Than, like, actual, like, fruit flavor. Okay, second of all, they just... The type of drunk you get off of seltzers is way better than beers. You're not as bloated, and you don't wake up in the morning super hungover, like you got kicked in the face, and you don't have, you know, the beer shits, obviously. If you drink seltzers. I just...
These are all scientifically proven, by the way.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
No, this is all backed by facts and...
All our scientific correspondence.
Personal experiences.
That I employ.
Okay, yeah. But I just... People can give all the shit. I get shit so much for what I drink, and I just kind of, like, brush them off at this point. I could fucking care less if they just want to get fat. I mean, that's how it is. And just hit their, like, air bars and puff bars and jewels.
Yeah.
We got some big fiends in this house.
Nicotine.
You know who you are. No, it's nasty. As it, like, say, like, Andrew would walk in, or, like, Caden would walk in. The two of them would just be like, yo, hit me. They just, like, it's expected from them. They won't ever buy one for themselves. Well, Drew did once. They'll always just fiend off something.
No,
Can we turn this back to a different story? I'm sorry, Joe, but remember when Joe bought
Joe was having some pain before his surgery.
We talked about this before, I think.
I don't think we talked about it on here. So okay, what he did first was he went and bought a Juul, because he had been telling us, like, weeks previously before, up to now, that he's like, I've read studies that nicotine helps pain. So yeah, he goes to the Western, buys a Juul kit, and immediately says, oh, this isn't working, gives it to Nick and Drew, and they have fun for a few weeks. And
wasn't Nick and Drew at the time, like, getting off of nicotine?
Yeah.
They were, like, slowly.
That's when they first started to quit cigs.
And then, well, no, this is when Drew is deep into T-bowls. But that plays into future. So you're like, no, Joe, you need to smoke weed to help you with your pain. So you go out and smoke weed, and then he's like, I don't feel anything. Like, I'm big man and all that. So then we go out and combine the two. We give him a tea bowl, like, huge, and he takes that, and he's like, I still don't feel anything. So we're like, whatever, Joe, see you later.
Yeah.
And then and then he just finally just got the surgery. But he was having complications with insurance and all that, so. Joe's just funny.
He's just
a big
dude, man.
Joe's big man.
I know I could outdrink him.
He's
like
the tallest man I know personally. He's the tallest friend of the show.
Yo, you know, I'm not that far away from him in terms of height, dude.
What are you, like, 6'4"?
I'm like 6'3", and he's like 6'6". So it's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but it's like clearly there's a difference.
Oh. Okay, dude. I can always see him at a party, though, I'll tell you what. Just the tall guys, like, our heads are all just above the 5'8 people.
He's usually in his yellow sweatshirt and jean jacket. I ate out, just turned on shitting on Joe.
That wasn't meant to be a shit on Joe.
But that's just his thing, you know? That's like, going out tonight, Western Wednesday.
He must be a fucking Jonas brother, dude. I'm sorry, Joe. I know you're coming down here soon. I'm excited.
Joe's down here next weekend. If he's here at 80 degrees and that, then he's got other problems coming.
Grade A tool.
Speaking of grade A tools, Colin Burge.
All right. I have good tools. Tell you what. I may not use them very well, but, you know, other people can.
Mm-hmm.
They work pretty well.
Well, we're at about an hour, so I think we can kind of start wrapping things up. I'm just glad to get over the hump, because I really didn't have much motivation to record podcasts. I would think about it once I realized a week had gone by. It's like, yeah, oh, there's another week where it's not coming out. And it's like, I still kind of hear it, and people were telling me, like, this is the perfect time for you to start putting out podcasts because no one has anything to do. But when I didn't have nothing to do. Like, I was able to find a lot of stuff because I live in a house with people my age, and we were building a bar, and we were doing all this other stuff. Oh, or it's like a 70 degree day. Time to go in the pool and stuff like that. So I guess I did have it better than a lot of other people. I won't lie about that, but that's something I have to notice, because it's like, I had a lot. There's just so much you can do, like having a yard in a place like this. And when you're not forced to go back home because your parents are nervous or stuff like that. I didn't necessarily have that in my life, so it was a lot easier for me. But, you know, that also means everyone who I can call who can record a podcast is not here either.
Yep.
And I don't even like asking my roommates to record podcasts, because I always feel like it's a favor. Like, there's just no equal to on the other side. So it's just a weird thing to kind of come about randomly. So I don't like asking anyone in general. Like, yeah. I don't like it. Like, even though it's kind of become a thing and people will tell me, oh, let me on it sometimes. Someone just said that, like, last weekend. But it's like, I don't know how to connect with them. I don't want to just randomly hit them up. I don't know when I'll see them again or when it's easy for them to come here, because everyone has a schedule way outside of me that I'm not going to try and pry into for an hour. It's like they have to be here and they want to do it so bad.
At their discretion.
Yeah. Like, and then I'm like, whatever, let's get this done. So that's kind of my quick explanation of why these haven't been coming out. And another thing, I just feel kind of accomplished with what I wanted to do with the podcast. And it's like, oh, I just wanted this so I could talk to more people for longer and get to know them better. And now that I'm down here and I have all that, I have a friend group around me. What I originally created the podcast for is a problem that doesn't exist for me anymore. Like, I feel content and complete in that aspect. So I don't feel like I have to keep putting out podcasts so people think I have friends. Like, I have them now. So that doesn't, it's just another thing that doesn't bother me anymore. But it's like, then again, it's like, all this is going to end. I'm going to move out eventually. We're all going to go our separate places. And maybe I'll still want a platform so I can reconnect with people in the future. So that's kind of why I've come back. So hopefully I can put out another one next week and get back consistent again. But who knows? This is how it's going to be.
Yeah. Are you trying to bring on a new guest? Have you ever thought about, like, getting in a conference call, like calling in somebody for a full interview?
Well, I've, like, a couple questions. So there's this thing with the Anchor app where they can also download it, and there's a call in within the app. Ooh, so I can record it, because when audio. I was, because if you look back at the other podcast that I did with, like, Nick, and we called a bunch of people, which was really cool and a lot of people liked it, but that required Nick and his phone. So that's like really hard to just, like, hey Nick, can I borrow you for like an hour and a half, and can we do that again? Like, that's not easy to do. Yeah. It's not like Nick doesn't have anything going on in his life right now. He's still working. He's the only
working man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's like, he could go Instacart and get, make like $30 rather than help me make 20 cents. So that's just another one of those things. But, you know, we'll see. I'm not opposed to new guests. I think, you know, plenty of people have told me that they've liked the podcast and want to be on it that haven't been on it. But we'll just have to wait and see. So we're going to wrap things up here tonight, right before it turns midnight. It's 11:59 here. Eric, any final words? Anything you want to say?
Wash your hands.
Eric says wash your hands. Anything you want to say besides Nick?
Besides what?
Besides talking just specifically to Nick, is there anything you want to say to everyone else?
No, not really.
No, I mean, just that.
I'm just wash your hands. Don't be gross. Stay safe.
Mm-hmm. Collinbert, anything you want
to
say?
You know, it's good to be back. Good to be off this hiatus. Hopefully we'll get into the second half of season two of all this.
Season three.
A lot of big things, you know, happened for us. Just to summarize it, you know, build a bar, pool up, beer night table, beer pong, Zoom tournaments. If you're interested in those, I'd like to get one going again. Probably the next podcast, we'll talk about the big golf tournament that's coming up for us.
That's on the horizon.
You know, other than that, I mean, it's good to be back on here after a while. I like taking the Brendan Schaub role, just being a secondary guy. But, you know, I'll see you all later.
Yep. I'm also leaving. I'm also getting off the podcast at the same time as them. Last thing I have to say is, you know, leave a review, 5-star rating, all that. The review with text also helps. That's where I learned the most off of. Also, I'm still selling stickers for $1. I still have some more of those. They gave me extras in my order. I don't know if they were supposed to be samples or what. So I have a decent amount of those I can still sell. People put them on their laptops. They put them on their phone.
I got mine as decoration. I might buy even another one.
Hey, he might, you know. They're just sweet. They're quality.
No, they are legitimately good quality, and for only $1, you'd be stupid if you didn't get one.
Yeah, $1 plus 50 cents for shipping, but it's a 50 cent flat rate, so you could buy like 3 and it'd still only be 50 cents shipping. That's the price of a stamp. That's no profit to me. That's just literally cuz I understand people aren't going to be around that I can just hand it to them. And I just do it through my Venmo, but Snapchat me or leave a comment or something like that. You probably followed me on all my social medias as it is if you're listening to this. So I shouldn't be hard to reach if you do want one. I'm not forcing anyone into buying a sticker anyways.
Yep.
So I do like money. So if you if you'd love to buy a sticker, that would help out as well. But that's pretty much it. That's the show. Maybe I'll be back within the week or 10 days. As long as I don't go on another 2-month break, it should look pretty good as far as podcast analytics and all that go. So maybe I'll be with a new guest. Maybe I'll be with a fan favorite from the past. But until then, we'll just have to see. So,
spicy.
Yep. So we're signing off for the rest of the week. Have a great rest of your day or night.